With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We'll head out to the hotline right now and welcome in the president of the Milwaukee Bucks. He's been the president of Milwaukee Bucks since 2014, and that's Peter Fagan, kind enough to give us a few minutes right now on CBS Sports Radio. Peter, thanks for the time, and how are you?
Hey, Zach, good. Doing well.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. I know some scary news and some concern with NBA fans that happened over the weekend. When we find out that Giannis was not going to play these back-to-back games with the leg injury, not going to play tonight. When you play Denver, your next play coming up on Thursday against the Boston Celtics. What's the latest that you could tell us on Giannis Antetokounmpo?
I think no big damage. Kind of he's recovering. Good days to take some rest, and he's doing well.
So no level of concern long term that Giannis is not, you know, going to be a lingering issue and that he won't be able to return to 100%.
Absolutely. He took an MRI. I think everybody's happy with being able for a quick rehab and having a couple of nights to stay off of it.
Do you expect him to be back Thursday up against the Celtics?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, we expect him to be back soon, like certainly within the next few games.
Okay, so this isn't a thing by, you know, next week we're probably still going to be talking about it. You expect him to return either this week or sometime early next week?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the interesting thing with Giannis is it's like impossible to keep him off the court. So our biggest complaint is not, you know, is not internally, not trying, is to basically fight him to take the time to heal.
Talking with Peter Fagan right now on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio, the president of the Milwaukee Bucks since 2014. You know, since becoming president of the Bucks, we've obviously seen his rise, and you know, he has potential to win back-to-back MVPs this year. We saw what he was able to do last year and what he's been able to do in his young career. What has it been like, Peter, to be able to know him not only as the basketball player but also the person?
Yeah, I think it's been surreal. I mean, to be able to witness, you know, this young man kind of growing up, and he's kind of stayed true to being beyond humble, like respectful, very funny. You know, and we've all grown up together. So, you know, the nice thing about our culture here is kind of a lot of us have started, you know, in the last 5 years and really kind of seen this ascension and this cycle and have a lot of fun together. So, you know, he is the cornerstone of the team, make no difference about it. I think if you said that 5 years ago, people would have said you were insane and couldn't even imagine it. So part of this has been kind of almost like your Disney movie. You know, you couldn't make this up of what a global superstar, winning the MVP, his all-star appearances, and then like what an incredible, you know, man he is and what a leader he is for us. So, you know, we're blessed. Like, we are so lucky, you know, to have him and just watch him evolve, you know, every day.
And the crazy part, as you know, and the impressive part is after having an MVP season, you don't expect the player to get better, but he's been better this year.
Yeah, I know. I think as an organization, we're all kind of like a little bit pinching ourselves and kind of like on a, you know, you get a coach of the year that wins 60 games. You don't think that you'll kind of compete with that and be able to, as a team, have that type of success. You certainly don't think your MVP could have a substantially better season than he did prior year. And then you look at like what Chris Middleton's doing on the court as well as Bledsoe. I mean, it's been like a really incredible production year for a bunch of our guys.
When you look at the differences from last year's team to this year's team, and you know in this job you're ultimately going to be judged by if you guys get to the finals or not with how you guys came up a little bit short last year, but last year was so impressive. To you as the president of the team, what's the biggest difference with this year's team?
You know, I think it's you can never put too much of a value on keeping the core together. You know, so the fact that, you know, we stay intact with Chris and Giannis and Lopez. Bringing in a second Lopez is fantastic. You can't reduce the value of being able to get free agents like Wes Matthews and Kyle Korver. You know, and I think having George Hill for a full year is such a big difference in leadership and performance. So a lot of it is like, how do we actually form a team and have them together, you know, over a longer period of time, I think is a big part of the success. And then, you know, kind of Bud and his crew are just beyond reproach in kind of executing the system and having buy-in and putting that to, you know, really productive use.
Peter Fagan, the president of the Bucks, here with us on the Zach Gelb Show. Last year was so successful, but when you get that close, it can leave a little bit of a bitter taste in your mouth. Personally, what was the offseason like for you after the loss to the Raptors?
Yeah, I think it was awful. You know, I think there's no one in the organization that wasn't like deeply hurt. You know, it was just beyond upset. It was when you're in this business, you realize how fragile it is, and that you have certain windows of opportunity, and when you don't reach them, you know, it's devastating. So I think we spent, as an organization, the summer, you know, kind of really digging in our heels and understanding, you know, these windows of opportunities are rare, and we've got to really grab them when they're available. So I think I don't think anybody in this organization had a restful summer, that's for sure.
So you sense that level of hunger from your players, really?
Yeah, I think there's kind of the competitive nature. There's the respect nature. I think there's a little underdog and kind of like, here's our small market team that, you know, kind of is on this record-setting pace. And how do we lead by example and just, you know, really play our butts off, you know, night after night?
And we've talked about it before, and I don't want to undermine what you guys are doing this year because it's been very impressive from the start to where we are right now. But with what happened last year, you know, you guys being that number one seed, not getting to the NBA Finals, you know, it seems as if the NBA fan outside of Milwaukee is saying, you know, this is a very good Bucks team. This is even, say, a great Bucks team. But when you're that dominant from what you guys have been this year, people just want to see what's going to happen in the playoffs. So do you feel as if that national tone that has been presented, because we get people that call in all the time from the Milwaukee area that say, you know, we're not giving the Bucks enough love, then nationally they're not giving the Bucks enough love. Does that motivate some that outside noise a little bit in the organization?
Yeah, I think it's no question about it. Like, we would be lying if we didn't say this is about, you know, national media is terrific because they've got to have something to build the story about. And the story is, like, how do you counter such success on the court? And that's doubt in the playoffs when it counts. And I think this whole organization kind of agrees with that. Like, our record, our regular season record, won't mean much without real success and like a march towards a championship with this kind of caliber team. So we feel it. We feel it every day. It's part of the pressure. We love kind of being kind of in the upper echelons of performance. And I think everybody is acutely aware that, you know, really the playoffs are what makes or breaks you.
No one doubts Giannis Antetokounmpo at this standpoint, but people do wonder if Chris Middleton can win a championship being the second best player on the team. You, as the president of the Bucks, you know, and Chris very well, tell me why the Bucks could win a championship with Chris as the second best player on the team.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking to the worst guy in the world not to defend the fact that Chris is the most underrated player in the NBA. And you can take it from his shooting percentage. You can talk to folks in basketball that this guy plays both ends of the court, you know, at a very, very high level. He is the greatest, you know, teammate and piece of the puzzle for a guy like Giannis in the ability in the way he shoots. So I think, you know, what undermines, you know, people getting on the Chris Middleton train is, you know, he's low key, he's quiet, he's unassuming, but he is an assassin, you know, and I think his results have shown he's an assassin. I think, you know, again, it's all about proving it on a national stage and doing it in the playoffs, but, you know, I'd be hard pressed for you to convince me that there's a better two in the league than Chris.
Peter Fagan here with us on CBS Sports Radio, the president of the Bucks. You know, I look at your roster, and I've said this, you know, throughout this entire season, and it helps when you got introduced a little bit more to the team last year, and we really see the rise from a year ago. But this roster is so deep. You guys improved it in the offseason, too. And there's so many likable personalities and players and stories on this team. You know, in the NBA, we always try to figure out if culture is authentic or if people just say culture and it's not a great culture. The culture in Milwaukee is really something, and you get a better view than anybody about it.
Yeah, I think it's kind of leadership. I mean, John Horst is kind of beyond reproach in creating a family supportive resource atmosphere. Coach Bud is kind of one of these leaders who builds equity, spends exorbitant amount of time, and really has empathy towards everybody, especially the players. And he's all about development, and the entire organization is really about, you know, geared towards performance and constant improvement. And everybody's kind of bought in at a very high level with great leadership around the organization. You know, and our owners have kind of organized this in a way to be really forward thinking and kind of push it. And then you've got the players themselves. I mean, you couldn't make up having Brooke and Robin Lopez, you know, together on a team. I mean, these guys are, you know, two of the quirkiest, funniest, smartest guys in the world. You've got Thanasis and Giannis, and we've got four brothers as a big percentage of our team. And then, you know, we've just got good team-oriented folks like around this team, and you could never, you know, kind of discount the importance of who your team leader is. I mean, it's been written, it's been said. I mean, Giannis is the first one in, the last one out, wants to leave it all on the court, and cares more about his teammates than you can imagine. And that sets the tone, you know, literally for the entire organization.
Are there any ever some petty sibling fights on the team where you have to play the role of dad and intervene?
Well, I'm an identical twin, so I kind of understand Brooke and Robin's kind of no eye contact, no talking, no looking. You know, that could actually be a testament to love and affection versus trying to avoid each other, you know, like the plague. Yeah, I think there's just kind of fun horseplay and a lot of good vibes. Like, I don't think we've had any family tantrums throughout the year, but it certainly sets up like a really fun dynamic.
So I love your story, and I was familiar as a wrapping up with Peter Fagan, the president of the Bucks, you know, working with Madison Square Garden, also the NetJets and Marquee Jet connection. But something I didn't know about you when I was looking over your resume, you were the director of marketing and promotions for Six Flags from 94 to 99. How did you go from that to end up getting into NBA circles?
Well, it was great. It was, I mean, the short story is it's all sales and marketing. It's all positioning. It's all, you know, what you learned. And one day I was at Six Flags and got a call from a guy named Ernie Grunfeld and
sure.
said, hey, you know, I know a friend of yours. Things are changing here at the Garden, interestingly enough. David Checkett's going to become the head of the Garden. Ernie Grunfeld's I'm going to become the president. And you might be interested in thinking about coming here and looking at marketing and partnerships and what we're doing. Long story short, I went in and talked to Ernie and was working, you know, 5 days later at Madison Square Garden and kind of like the opportunity of a lifetime. I grew up a New York kid. I was with, you know, really the Ernie and Bernie show and kind of, you know, overnight was at Madison Square Garden. So all about timing and networking and kind of that opportunity. So it happened, and I grabbed it as quickly as I could.
What did you think of the Leon Rose hire by the Knicks to become their next president?
Yeah, I love Leon. So I've known Leon forever. He is a quality, great guy. There's no one who has a better supportive circle, like in and around the league, than he does. You know, it's this job is much different than you can imagine, and I'm sure being a player agent, but Leon is so smart, so good, such a good people person. I mean, if someone can do it well, Leon could do it well.
I look at this Bucks team and I look at this Bucks story, and I want it to continue. Giannis is a free agent in 2021. Are there any updates on the Giannis contract situation, Peter?
Yeah, obviously we don't make comments on any of that with any of our players for obvious reasons. So we can avoid heavy fines from the NBA. But I think as an organization, we couldn't be happier where we are. I think Giannis is certainly our leader and really sets the example, you know, for now and going into the future. So we're in a good place, and we're all about today, and kind of we've got this opportunity in this window to really succeed and go for, you know, go towards an NBA championship. So those types of opportunities are rare, and we're pretty pumped up about it.
I saw just a few moments ago the MLB, the MLS, the NBA, and the NHL released a joint statement saying that professional sports leagues will temporarily limit locker room access to players and essential staff with dealing with the coronavirus. How have you guys as an organization and a league taken the right steps here?
Yeah, I think we are like really proactive. We're committed to preparing and planning and creating action steps, you know, for Corona, you know, COVID-19 in a big way. You know, the goal is like, how do we keep ourselves, our colleagues, the media, the fans, the players healthy, you know, while addressing, you know, a serious issue. So I think, you know, every 8 hours, it's a very fluid kind of discussion. We're talking about prevention. We're talking about, you know, different scenarios on how we really proactively, you know, kind of react to this situation, much like every business owner, you know, and every large community gathering folks are. And we've got the best of the best on it. The NBA, I just think, is like beyond reproach in kind of its strategy and planning. And, you know, in this case, you know, real communication. So I think the more we know, the better. We'll continue to communicate. I think it's kind of one of these interesting things that, you know, none of us have seen before. And the one thing I know is like we will be committed to being as safe as we possibly can.
When you get into the conversations, you have a much better feel and perspective on it than we do. Last one for Peter Fagan, who's been great with us on the show, the president of the Bucks. I went to a game on Sunday, you know, with a few buddies of mine, my producer too. You know, what have the talks been like about, you know, still letting fans into the building?
Yeah, I think for now it's business as usual. I think obviously, like, we're considering every scenario in a big way, just so we're prepared. You know, kind of like your business cases and your crisis cases, and you know, God forbid, you know, it's terrible. We don't think it's going to be that. We think it's going to be somewhere between business as usual and really challenging. But we are certainly preparing and dealing with kind of all of the tentacles of from your local health department to the leagues to our internal staff, and really trying to be prepared as much as we can.
Well, it's been fun to watch your team. We'll see what's going to happen in the postseason. We really do appreciate you joining us on game day. Very kind of you, and hope we are able to connect again. Thanks so much, Peter.
All right. Thanks, guys.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.